Yeah, I'm gonna have to start trying to use the computer again to make videos. But yeah, vortexes. If you read my some much needed prehistorical revisionism, one of my books, one of the easiest books I have, one of the most interesting books for most people because it has lots of pictures. Remember, I have thousands of screenshots from megalithomania and related things. And remember, I'm the person who discovered the dragon under the dome on the rock in Israel, yeah, in Jerusalem. As far as I know, there's no other record of anybody else ever pointing this out, but there is a dragon under the dome of the rock. And and when I see not the new in Turkey, the new excavation, Kara Tepe or something, I'll upload some pictures if I can. But people keep saying these T pillars are supposed to be penises. They're clearly, to me, when I see the camera aerial shots, the camera moving around, they are clearly once more serpents. Yeah? The T shape is an upright serpent. I suspect it has acoustic properties, resonance properties for part of the shape of being exaggerated T shape. But to me, I clearly see serpents. And there are serpents on everything. There are serpents on the pillars. There are serpents all around the world. This whole serpent thing is the oldest religion from Sodilio Hills, you know, all the way to the dragon under the dome of the rock, which I discovered, yeah, as far as I know. Ask the Vatican why their visiting center is in the shape of a serpent, yeah. Be interested if the Vatican was aware of this dragon under the dome of the rock before I was. But if you go to my WordPress page or what, and you follow the links in one of my videos, you'll see. It's not bragging. I'm not pushing anything. I don't give a sh I do would like to have some reputation, but when I tell you that I have the best source of information, that you really should read everything I've written and every video I've watched, watch it. I'm serious. It's not a game, yeah? You should take me seriously. I've got so much to offer, and it's being wasted. But I understand there's so many much better presented materials out there that you can watch and which don't challenge you, yeah? If something doesn't make you really uncomfortable, if it doesn't make you angry sometimes and pissed off with the presenter, on occasion at least, it's not the stuff you should be watching. If it makes you feel comfortable and it's just relaxing and entertaining, great. Could be good. That's masturbation. That's entertainment. That's relaxation. That's distraction. Fine. That's entertainment. But if you really, really, really want to push, if you're really ambitious, then you have to read my books and watch my videos. So you understand as much as I do. Yeah. And anyway, yeah, now I guess I'll get back to reading Goebbels' diary and watching some more videos I managed to download and take screenshots. But remember this, don't know where they are now. Yeah. I'm surprised I'm still alive now after the shit that happened to me my whole life and recently in the last, you know, year. But because of what happened to me in Sweden, I gave away all my stuff. I was really, really, really planning not to be here anymore. But the laptop I took with me from Sweden has got almost no hard drive, 120 gig or something. It's just got a better screen and it's lightweight. That's why I took it and left my heavier laptops with the cat charity. What's my point? Yeah, I've got where they are. I think they're in Tjuhnatno Songs. See, I kept begging people to help me to do some administrative stuff for me. No one ever takes me seriously. People see me, and for some reason, they're even envious and jealous of me, and they feel malice, and they want to attack me and cut me down to size. I don't understand this. My life is so hard. When I explain and describe my situation, most people don't take it seriously, don't believe me, don't care. Nobody, hardly anyone helped me. Anton Wecker helped me. I don't know if technically if it was possible to do some of the things I asked. But I may have lost a lot of material, you know, and if you're going to blame me, you don't understand. You haven't been watching. You haven't been taking me seriously to know how shitful my life has been and is and how hard it is to do anything. And, you know, nothing gets better. Things don't improve for me. It's just shit upon shit. And I can't even close the window. But if I ask you to do something, it's not dramatics. I'm not some sort of drama queen. Actually, I don't like interacting with people. I like to be have some dignity and privacy, but I can't do that in my situation if I ask for help. But yeah, they're somewhere. Hopefully somebody knows where they are. I've uploaded them at different places. I don't know if they're still there, but there are thousands, and they're not on my computer. I can't find them anyway. I don't have them anymore. There are thousands of photos with descriptive titles to explain what they are, which give you an overview of a megalithic world, of the ancient world, and really open your mind up, yeah, and really blow your mind. So if anybody knows where they are, can they send them to me? Because I don't know where they are now, yeah. I didn't expect to be here. I've not gotten any real support. A few people have helped me as much as they can, but they could only help me so much. So I could have achieved so much more, but I'm really doing everything alone, and that's stupid. I can't achieve anything alone. Some things you have to do alone. Yeah. The real struggle is alone and isolating and lonely. The real struggle. And every person who's really tried to push the limits ends up alone and isolated. But if you see the achievements of National Socialism, even though it was the greatest man in history at the head of it, he couldn't have achieved anything without all those people helping him. So if nobody helps me, I can only do so much. And I understand. I make you uncomfortable. I challenge you. I threaten you. If people even envy me and are jealous of me, I've got no fucking idea that... What I mean is these people have no fucking clue. They have not made any effort to understand me and my expressions. I do not express myself because I want sympathy and I want attention. I do it to try to get through to people and explain to them my situation so maybe they will help me. Yeah? Maybe they will help do the administrative things I can't do. I cannot do everything. Every moment I waste on something else, like trying to get money to, like the time and money and effort I spend on trying to have somewhere to live and then to get food, and then to try to get work. This is a total waste. I should be using that effort most productively. I sacrificed everything so I can use my talents where they are most needed. And you know where they're most needed if you're awake at all. Yeah. I shouldn't be having to waste. It's the original meaning of sin. It's a sin. It's an absolute waste any moment I spend doing something trivial when I could be doing something important. Yeah, this is not narcissism. Look at my work. When I'm gone, you're going to say, why the fuck didn't people help him? Because he had so much potential that went totally to waste. But isn't that always the case? Apart from National Socialism, one of the few times in history when a great man came from nowhere and had a revolution. He was destroyed, of course, by America. Anyway, ciao for now.